From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. This is the first week of spring, and with warmer weather comes an opportunity for homeowners to make improvements to their homes. And this is the second year La Crosse neighbors will be working together through a project called Renew La Crosse Neighborhoods. Renew stands for Revitalizing Neighborhood Empowerment with La Crosse Neighborhoods. It's a partnership of many organizations, all with an interest in improving the appearance of homes in the Powell, Pogue, Hamilton, and Washburn neighborhoods in central La Crosse. Joining Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis to talk about the improvement opportunities are Amanda Acklin. She's Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of La Crosse, La Crosse County Planner and Renew Committee member Charlie Handy, and Josh Hardy. He's a volunteer and Renew Committee member. Amanda Acklin was asked how Renew got its start.
Last year, I was also part of another neighborhood revitalization type initiative. I was working with Cooley Cap, and basically everybody who has an interest in the neighborhood and revitalization and all these different programs that we have here in the city of La Crosse kind of got together and said, you know, let's do something together and use the power of all of our different programs to make a difference and an impact that way. So it kind of started that way. It was going to be a two-day event, one day in the middle of May, and ended up being a month-long event and went really well. So we're going to do it again and hope it becomes a tradition.
What organizations are involved in addition to Habitat for Humanity?
Well, there's a lot. So Habitat for Humanity, Cooley Cap. There's the City of La Crosse, who also has the Paint and Fix-Up program. There's the county is also involved. Gunderson Health Systems. Mayo is going to be getting involved this year. Viterbo, the colleges, volunteers, the neighborhood associations. The list goes on. Really, we invite anybody. There's contractors and anybody who has an interest and wants to help better the community.
Why is a program like this needed in the city of La Crosse at this time?
Well, we're a great city, and you know, things don't stay perfect forever, and it takes work and love, and it takes a community to come together. So this is exactly what it is. You know, there's not just one program out there saying, I'm going to take the reins and do everything. Really, you need a collaboration and people to work together in order to make things happen. And it doesn't just focus on the houses. Really, we also focus on the community aspect and bringing people together and the neighborhoods themselves, too. So we're actually having the neighborhoods come up with projects that will better the neighborhood that we can all work together on.
Charlie, put your county planner hat on for a while. Why is a program like this needed?
Well, I think it's needed in every community. I mean, we talk about neighborhoods, but this is what creates neighborhoods. The activities that we went through last year, we just had a good time. We enjoyed it. I think the residents enjoyed it. It created a camaraderie, and we just need to do that in our communities. Sometimes people see things getting so large and impersonal, and we just got to keep it personal. That's what it's all about, is talking to each other, working with each other. This gets us a chance to get out there and get our hands dirty. Sometimes most of us sit behind a desk all day. It's a good thing to go out and get dirty.
Josh, you got involved last year as a volunteer and are a little more involved now in the program. But why did you volunteer for this?
Well, last year I had a friend invite me to the opening day with the picnic and some of the bigger projects. And then this year Amanda asked me to help out. And I have a lot of clients I work with who live in that area, and some of them don't have the ability or the financial means to fix up their homes or just make minor repairs. So it's nice to be able to help out in that way as well.
What is special about these two neighborhoods, the Powell, Pogue, Hamilton, and Washburn neighborhoods, that they've been singled out?
Both of those neighborhoods are very low-income neighborhoods, old neighborhoods. They've been targeted by the Revitalization Initiative, and so there are a lot of different funds that are targeted at those neighborhoods. And so the programs that have those funds, you know, are able to work together. We are more than happy next year to actually start moving on to another identified low-income neighborhood up in the north side, too. So we'll be spreading the love.
Yeah, because last year, I'll let you explain, but you starred in Paul Polk Hamilton and Edith Washburn this year, did you not?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
I don't think there's any one neighborhood in La Crosse that is more or less qualified for this. We need to get out to all of them and work in them. And we need the residents to get together and act as a neighborhood. So just got to start somewhere. There was some momentum in the last year was called Powell Hood Hamilton neighborhood, now Powell Pogue. I think the larger employers will also have an effect on this. You can see that Gunderson and Mayo being involved in this program helps significantly. And so if there's other neighborhoods in the city of La Crosse that are interested, give us a call. We can certainly talk about priorities and when that should happen, but also the larger employers in those neighborhoods have an effect.
Mm-hmm. How does it work? What types of projects are you able to do?
Yeah, well,
and who pays for it?
It's a wide variety of programs. So, for instance, Coolie Cab has some AHP funds and some different grant funds that they can do. They have some funds for weatherizing homes as well. So, you know, they have those funds. We have critical home repair funds. The city has the paint and fix-up funds. So really we're saying, okay, we have all these different funds that are available. Some of them are grants. Some are low-interest loans or no-interest loans. There's a wide variety. And we're going to do what we can to make sure that the homeowners get the best of those programs and really figure out a way for all of them to work together. And we're also out there applying for grants and asking local businesses here in the community to kind of step up and help us do this.
So the potential for not paying a lot of money to have a project done at your home exists.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and, you know, I mean, Habitat for Humanity, you know, did start off building homes for people who couldn't afford to build homes, but you know, there's that reality that there are some people who have a low income house or have a house and they're low income and they can't afford for whatever reason to make the repairs. And it's the same thing with the other programs. So we're there to help do that and help, you know, do whatever we can in all those situations.
I'll start with Josh, but the other two of you can respond as well. What types of projects did you work on last year?
Last year I helped pretty much remodel a house. We scraped off all the old lead paint and repainted her house. We took off an old deck of hers and put in some concrete steps, and we kind of did the same in the front as well. We put up a fence in her backyard and did some landscaping, then did quite a bit of landscaping in some other places. So yeah. It was quite of a change, actually.
Yeah, in that same house, Coolie Cap went in and did weatherization. The Critical Home Repair also put new windows in and fixed her bathroom that was in much need of repair. So she had a lot of things that she got new gutters too, actually. Yeah.
Charlie, what kind of work did you do last year?
My focus last year was typically on landscaping. So there was two or three of us that did a lot of the jobs together and spent a little bit of time at maybe 15 different houses on one day getting volunteers organized and putting in boulders and mulch. And one of the really nice things was we did a lot of perennial plantings. And at many of the houses, they had daylilies or hosta that were overgrown, and they said, split them, take whatever you want. We actually had more plants at the end of the day, the first day, than we started with because there were so many donations given by people that had work to do, and it was fun. Good time.
Who are the primary people who are getting the help?
It's pretty open. For a lot of the programs, there is an income stipulation, but not for all of them. The grant for the city paint fix-up doesn't matter. So can elderly, low income, really we're there to help the whole neighborhood. And if somebody wants to also get involved and come out and help us, and then we can go over to their yard and help them, really it's just all about working together and doing the community as a whole. But Charlie also did help last year, too, do the Hamilton Elementary landscaping as well. So we had some good donations and had a big group of people out front doing that and made some garden boxes too.
What kind of reaction do you get from the people you help, Josh?
Usually very positive and emotional response. A lot of times last year, Renee had some tough times holding back her tears and whatnot. She was just overcome with joy a lot of the time because she had been working on that house for a long time. And I know a lot of the first things that she did, her and her husband at the time did a lot of that work. So to see it all kind of come back together and become almost a new house was really pretty powerful emotionally for her.
So how many projects did you do last year, and how does that compare to what you're planning to do this year?
Our goal last year was 20, and we set this year at 30, which is probably kind of low because we did 52 projects last year, and 52 projects, 40, it might have been 51 and 42 different properties. So there were some properties that there were multiple projects that went on different days, so... I think 30 is probably kind of low, but it's higher than last year's goal. So we put in over 1,000 hours of volunteer hours last year.
Really?
Those were just the counted
ones.
And
you haven't had a problem finding volunteers? I mean, the number of projects match up pretty well with the number of volunteers.
Volunteers, especially here in La Crosse, it's pretty easy to get volunteers. I mean, you know, obviously the more projects we have, the more volunteers we're going to need. We started off the first day last year with about 45 people on the first day. The closing day we had 94 volunteers. So with the word getting out and this being the second year, I think that our opening day is probably going to look more like our closing day last year.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We are talking about the Renew program in the city of La Crosse, an effort to spruce up homes in the Washburn and Paul Polk Hamilton neighborhoods in the city of La Crosse. Our guests include Habitat for Humanity La Crosse, Executive Director Amanda Eklund, La Crosse County Planner and Renew Committee Member Charlie Handy, and Renew Committee Member and Volunteer Josh Hardy. What are you hoping to accomplish this year? How many projects and what type of projects do you already have lined up?
We're in the middle of still taking applications. So the official applications for a lot of the grant programs and the from Cooley Cap and Habitat, our applications due on March 22nd or March 21st. We are doing an application drive at the Washburn Expo on the 22nd, so we'll still take some applications. But we are hoping to do a lot more homes this time with the overall, like, big, huge changes, kind of similar to the one house we did last year, 30 projects, two large neighborhood projects. So the neighborhood associations are working with us and coming up with projects that they feel will enhance their neighborhood.
Does this cover not only exterior projects but the interior as well? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of both. And anywhere there's something going on, we'll have a sign out front of the house, a nice green, bright green yard sign that says Renew La Crosse Neighborhoods. So even if you don't see somebody outside working on the house, you know that there was something done, and it would have been done to, you know, weatherize or for the health and safety of the residents in the home. So
in addition to looking better and having people feel better about their properties, there are some other benefits to doing this type of thing. And maybe this is a question for Charlie. Things like higher property values, the chance that there could be a lower crime rate eventually in a neighborhood like this. Could you talk a little bit about that aspect of it?
I think any time where you have families that connect with each other in a neighborhood, whatever that family may look like, they know each other better, and that's just the heart and soul of a neighborhood. People have more pride. That's the one thing that we really found last year was in the Paul Polk Hamilton neighborhood. There are so many properties there already that are beautiful, that are beautifully maintained, and the landowners are so proud of what they have. They're concerned about what's happening, about the decline. And so if they start to see things turn around, if we get to that tipping point where things improve, you know, that's the goal, so that people feel comfortable investing in their property and people feel comfortable living in the space. I think that's the other reason why the large employers are involved. They want to see their employees have a nice neighborhood close to work. And so the improvements to these neighborhoods really could potentially create a great quality of life for someone live close to work. They don't have to spend so much time commuting, things like that. Those are all real positives that we think we can see through the process of these programs.
Do other projects like this or programs like this exist in other communities around the county?
Not really yet. I think they exist, you know, in vernacular stories where, you know, people just help each other out. This is more of a larger program where we try to get those people that really want to volunteer, give them an opportunity to, but also then the people in the neighborhood give an opportunity to connect.
In addition to what he's saying, the picnics that we have on the opening and closing day is another way that we are trying to invite the residents to come in and meet the volunteers and meet each other. So it's just, again, improve the safety, but the whole community aspect of it.
Charlie, from your perspective, would you say the city of La Crosse, probably the oldest community around here with the oldest housing stock?
I would say by far the largest quantity of older housing.
Yeah.
There's older houses in all the communities, but, you know, just by sheer population and sheer size, the largest quantity. So it's also the urban core. I mean, if people started in this area, you know, and the populations came here for a reason, you know, the confluence of the rivers and the transportation and et cetera. So that was some of the earliest development was in the city of La Crosse.
From a planning standpoint, what is the hope if you spruce up a neighborhood or neighborhoods like this? What does that do to the community in general in 10, 15, 20 years down the road?
Just like anything else, everything needs maintenance. Everything needs support. So I just think in general, it's a positive thing to continue to encourage people to do that, to improve and to maintain. But I think the main thing here is to show that there's a commitment. There's a commitment by, if you want to look at it, the community as a whole. There's a commitment by the neighborhood individually, and also a commitment just by the individual people.
Now, you've been signing up people since March 1st, but there's one more opportunity for people to sign up. Could you talk about that, Amanda?
The Washburn Neighborhood Association has a garden expo that they'll be holding on the 22nd of March at the Lincoln Middle School. And we will have a booth set up there with applications and more information. And make sure that anybody who does come and applies gets in by the deadline, too.
And the work itself will be done how?
And
do you have enough volunteers to
well,
do it all?
We have just opened up the volunteer registration, so anybody can go to renewlacrosse.org, and it's lacrosse is all spelled out, and start registering to volunteer. So we don't have a lot of volunteers yet. I'm not worried about it, though. We have a few groups that have already said they wanted to do it. So we'll actually start on May 4th. And that is a Sunday. It will continue to do work throughout the month on Saturdays, except for Memorial Weekend. And then we'll have a large closing day on June 7th. So we'll get quite a few Saturdays in there. The bulk of the volunteers will be wanting on May 4th and June 7th.
La Crosse has a number of neighborhood associations now, and some are probably better than others, but I think everybody's heart is in the right place. What is the future of the Renew program? You started in the Powell Pogue Hamilton neighborhood last year, opened it up to Washburn this year. Do you keep envisioning expanding the program?
Well, we want to also make sure that we keep we don't go too big, and our focus in the particular year is not too large at one time. So we'll probably go up to the north side next year, and we probably won't be in the neighborhoods that we're in this year. Last year, we started in the Powell Pogue Hamilton neighborhood, and there's a lot of work that was to be done there. And so we decided that 2 years would probably be a little bit better, but we also did want to extend and get out there to the Washburn neighborhood, who was also in need. And they have a really good neighborhood association. That's roots. That's really important for us as a program to have a neighborhood association that's really involved as well. So if there's neighborhoods that really want to have Renew there, one of the first steps is to come together as a neighborhood. If you don't have an association, form an association so that we have a group of people that is, so it's not just people from outside of the neighborhood or other programs coming in. You know, we want to work with the residents.
Has the Restore, the Habitat for Humanity Restore, come in handy for this as well?
Yeah, I envision this year we might use it a little bit more. Last year our projects kind of came in right at the last minute. We're trying to do that a little bit better this year and get an idea of what of our projects are a few weeks out so we know what we need. So most definitely, there's a ton of really great things at the Restore, and I think it will be an asset.
Is there anything that any of you three would like to add to the discussion?
I want to add that we've been meeting as a committee now for a few months. That's an impressive thing when you go into a Renew meeting and there's that many people sitting at the table. Almost every meeting we've got to pull in another table, yeah. Add a few more chairs. There's so many people that are interested, that are excited, that have energy for the program, and that are bringing really valuable assets to the table. So you can see that expanding in the future and just that level of interest. I go to meetings every day, part of my job, and typically those meetings get to be fairly dry and long. They're necessary. But when you get to go to a meeting like this where there's energy in the room, there's excitement, there's people really have a vision to go the distance together, it's a nice thing, and it brings more people in.
Josh?
Yeah, I've just been really happy and impressed with when I talk to local business owners or just people in La Crosse about volunteering or donating some goods or services to the project. They get really excited about it, and everybody's really happy to kind of spread some love into some of these communities and help these people improve their lives.
Amanda, anything else you want to add?
I have been very impressed with the amount of people who've been coming to the table and to these meetings and the businesses that have been donating. I want as many of the people and businesses to know about it so that, you know, they can get involved. It's not too late. They can contact us, get involved by a monetary donation or in kind of donation of any sort, come to the community meetings. We would invite everybody to come and join us.
Amanda Acklin is Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of La Crosse. Charlie Handy is La Crosse County Planner and member of the Renew Committee. And Josh Hardy is a Renew Committee member and volunteer. They've been talking with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the Renew program. The Revitalizing Neighborhood Empowerment with La Crosse Neighborhoods program works to improve homes in the Powell, Polk, Hamilton, and Washburn neighborhoods. Volunteers will be working on homes in May and June. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. There, you'll also find a link to the Renew La Crosse Neighborhoods website. Our site also archives other recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.